Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5.
We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach.
From anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps.
But right now,
here's that podcast from KX93.5. This is a big show. Thanks to Jenny Watts. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you?
Watts and Wagner. And then over here, way over in the corner, is Jason Brown on a stand-up bass. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Nice to see your face.
Nice to see you, Cindy.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
We're so happy you're on. Are you kidding me? So, Jenny, let's talk a little bit about this new CD, Hot Off the Press.
Hot Off the Press has just arrived, I think, maybe a day and a half ago. So we're very excited about it. It's been a project we've been working on since last summer, and worked on it with Peter Dobson there at the guitar shop, who's a good friend of ours and has been both Ben's instructor over time and my guitar instructor as well. And so he came in to produce, which is fabulous. And I don't know, Ben, do you want to talk about kind of how it was recorded? It was kind of cool the way we did it.
Yeah, so what we wanted to do is to make the record sound like it was you had a band in your living room. You know, where it wasn't overproduced, and so we wanted to record it live, and that's what we did. Well, we did, Jason, Jen and I sat in a big room, this really nice studio, Reamp Studios in Tustin, and we did every song twice, and burned through them, and found a take on each song that we really liked, and so you really get this live feel to it, because it is live, you know, no overdubbing, just straight up, this is how we sound.
Fantastic. Well, how about we play a tune off of this while we're getting... John Ford is standing right next to me putting this board together.
Sure, sure.
He's just a mad engineer.
Awesome.
So which one do you want to start with?
I think we're going to start with a song called The Other Side of Whiskey.
And what number is that?
You'll have to look at the...
Four.
Oh, Ben knows it's number four. He has it memorized.
Got it memorized.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a debut right here on Radio Neighborin'. Watson Wagner, along with Jason Brown. This is their brand new CD. The name of the song is Another Side of Whiskey.
How can one word heal the more it hurts? Well, I'm a mess. My world without you doesn't spin. Now I'm sitting going nowhere fast and see the trouble that I'm in. On the other side of whiskey, on the other side of town. Thinking otherwise, but the way it all went down, words that have no place being spoken at all, tears on your face that shouldn't have to fall. Tell me why the ones we hold so close always ones when the day goes wrong that are up against the ropes. Well, I confess that kind of fighting just ain't fair. Well, I took a swing at the damnedest of things, forgetting love was there on the other side of whiskey, on the other side of town. Thinking otherwise about the way it all went down. Words that have no place being spoken at all. Tears on your face that shouldn't have to fall. You haven't seen the best of me. Let me show you the rest of me. Please just give me time. Nothing's more at risk right now show you how this old fool's been blind. On the other side of whiskey, on the other side of town. Well, I've been thinking otherwise about the way it all went down. Words that have no place being spoken at all. Tears on your face that shouldn't have to fall. Tears on your face that shouldn't have to fall.
Oh my gosh, kids. That is a wonderful song. Jenny, thank did you write that?
I did write that.
You know, I have seen you grow over the years, and I am so impressed. And Ben, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're
you
like my too. Kids, it feels like, because you were some of the first people ever on the air with us.
I think, yeah. It's been a while. And I was thinking about it this morning on the way here. We've been really blessed to have such a great music community in Laguna Beach, and have the opportunity to play on the radio station so frequently, which was fabulous to come in and be interviewed by you and also by Rick Conkey before as well, you know, and he had a show here too. So, it's been fabulous. And I've been so grateful to be able to work with Ben, who, you know, is my songwriting partner, and I've learned so much from him through time, and Jason too. It's just been such a fun journey. You know, it's great. I love it.
Jason, anytime you want to jump in, you know that you can say anything you want.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, there. That was good. So, really, deep stuff.
Yeah.
So, did the two of you write this song together?
You and Ben? You pretty much wrote this song on your own.
I wrote it, but then, you know, Ben comes in and he helps. It. Yeah, he helps a lot with the arranging. The songs are, you know, each one's a little bit different. Sometimes I write the chord progression straight through and then he helps arrange, or sometimes he comes to me with like a chord progression and I put lyrics on it. It just, each one is its own beast, so to speak.
And it happens day and night or in your sleep. This
all
kind
the
of
time.
Stuff just comes to you and you.
Yeah. It's really weird. And a lot of people that are like artists will tell you it's when your mind is quiet. Like if you're going for a walk, taking a shower, just something where you kind of your mind is at ease or quiet, that you, all of a sudden lyrics will come up or an idea will come up. And then I just kind of, I record it on my phone and go back to it later. And so I have tons and tons of ideas in my iPhone, and you know, that have been recorded. And Ben will send me things, too. And he has tons of material he has from over the years. Or I'll write down, you know, just verses or choruses. So.
And Ben, do you write most of the melodies for for this album?
Most of the melodies?
Well, whatever you call it, the music.
Well, it just depends on each song. Jen is more of the melody, you know, writer of between the two of us.
Okay.
It just depends on the song. Sometimes I'll give her a melody idea and sometimes she'll take a hold of it, and sometimes she's like, you know, I got another idea and it's better. And I say, okay.
And he does the same to me. So
you translate
absolutely.
Each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really good. I'd like to promote this. I'm just kidding. But we're good listeners, you know, to each other. So when someone thinks they got a good idea, we really try it out until we both realize it's great, or maybe we should move on to something else. So that's the hardest thing about collaborating, is really allowing the other person to get their stuff out and to really listen to it. And that's what I think probably the biggest failure in collaboration is not listening, you know. And plus, we both really like what we do. What she does. So
I like what he has.
And
you can tell in the first song. What do you want to play next on this?
No Guns.
Yeah, play No Good and Goodbye. That would be a great one.
All right,
that's kind of slower one, and then we'll play a live tune for you.
Okay, let's do the second song on their brand new CD, just hot off the press, and it's called No Good Goodbye.
Wine dripped in a cup, promising peace in the end. Ran out of cigarettes hours ago, sifting through ashes again. And I'm keeping busy trying to forget. this evidence. I'm doing time, picking up pieces at the scene of the crime. Man on the radio sings a sad song, thinking of you.
Yes, ma'am.
That was absolutely beautiful. That was Watson
Thank
Wagner
you.
Along with Jason Brown,
mm-hmm.
their brand new CD. And now we're going live. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
I am dying for this live show. So what do you want to do first for the folks out there in the radio audience?
We're going to play a song called Fairy Tale, and this is on the new album, too, but we're just going to play it live rather than the recorded track.
All righty. Ben, you ready? Jason, you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
So right here, right now on Radio Neighboring, KX93.5, we have got a live show, a live concert by Watson Wagner.
Okay. Every now and then I find myself reaching for a story from the childhood shelf. I keep turning the page, looking for a promise I've come to doubt. And every girl knows what I'm talking about. It's been one of those days. That dream that I was told feels more like it was owed. Quite a price to pay, I bought it anyway.
one step forward and two step back.
Every misstep you well won't pass. I'm Primrose Lane. Cast another spell, wishing to the wind, give your head a try, and I'll wait one more time.
Absolutely thanks. Beautiful. Watson
well,
Wagner
thanks.
With Jason Brown.
Sounds great out there.
Yay.
Thank you, Tommy
Good
J.
Deal.
Tommy
Good
J's
deal.
Out there making sure we sound perfect
Good
on
deal.
The air.
I appreciate that.
That was a fantastic song.
Thank you.
You wrote it?
Yes, I did. And that one I think that one spawned from Ben sending me like some chords, I think. And I was sitting in the airport. I was actually sitting in John Wayne Airport in Orange County, and Ben had sent me a track, and I was waiting for a plane. I was just listening to it and just writing down notes, and then that song was born. So, yeah, fairy tale.
Where's my fairy tale? Yeah.
Where is it?
Let's get on with this fairy tale.
Right?
Really good on the guitar.
Oh, thank you. It was one of those weird songs because we had the two parts, and we're like, where do we put the end song,
outro.
That C section. We're trying to make it a bridge, and we're like, it just doesn't work. But these two songs belong together. Like, how are we going to make this work? And then we just slapped it on the end, and it totally worked out for us. So, yeah.
Really good song.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's go. What's next?
Oh.
I love live.
What?
We could do Train, I guess.
Yeah, let's do Train. Okay. I have to retune here super quick, just for 2 seconds.
So in the meantime, you are listening to Radio Neighborin on KX93.5, sponsored by O'Brien Law Group. And we have Watson Wagner right here in the studio with us. We have a big show today. And they are debuting their brand new CD. They're tuning up their guitars right now. I'm keeping them live on the air. And I'm going to push them to do almost everything they've got on this CD. What do you think of that?
Let's do it.
All right. What are you going to do next?
We're going to do one on the CD. It's called Cradle Me As I Fall. It's the very last one on the CD. We're going to do it live for you.
We want live. Let's and do we'll it. Do anything you're directing
oh, yeah.
the show. Anything you want.
I am the boss.
You
so,
are.
No, we're going to do this live, and then maybe we'll play a track or so, you know, off of that.
You bet.
Yeah.
Watson Wagner.
Okay.
One. Where he
beautiful, absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
Harmonies, guitar, everything.
Thank you. Thanks.
Gosh, kids, you've really done an amazing CD.
Well,
and you're so
you.
Good live on the air.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for having us today. We appreciate it.
And I want to say, Jenny Watts, you know, you're from the South, and it's real obvious to me.
Yeah.
Don't you think, y'all?
Yeah.
Girl.
And my parents are there listening in Athens, Georgia, and Watkinsville, Georgia, a little tiny town in Georgia. So I want to say hello to them today, because if not for them, I wouldn't be here. And I mean, I guess the same is for everybody here, you know, for their own parents. But
not
I just
me,
want
though.
To do a little shout-out 3,000 miles away. So.
Not Jason.
But yes,
he
from
came
the
from
South.
Outer space.
That's
yes,
right.
He was playing here by aliens. So yes, I am from the South. Yeah,
and that plays into the I mean, there's some influences there that I just pick up on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of, you know, gospel and bluegrass, and yeah, I owe a lot of that to my dad from listening to a lot of music through time. And his mom used to, I remember we used to listen to the Oak Ridge Boys. She'd have, you know, the music pumping for like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning while she was cooking, you know, and stuff. So. Yeah, that plays into it. So,
and Ben, I know you come. I remember Christmas parties at your house, and there was always music.
Yeah, there always was. Yeah.
Always.
And my parents, my mom grew up with lots of musicians. There were a lot of musicians. It seemed to kind of skip a generation or two or something like that. But it, all my uncles and aunts on her side of the family, they were all professional musicians in Philadelphia. So.
And why does this? A little more twangy bluegrass music appeal to you?
I don't know. Maybe because I was born in Georgia. I mean, born in Virginia, but I don't remember it.
He's wearing flannel.
I don't know. I don't know why it is. I've always been in love with acoustic, you know, music and whatnot. And
so, do you want to do one more off your CD?
Yeah, sure. What about like maybe Remedy?
This is your show, so okay. You get to tell me what to do.
Even yeah, or Dahlonega.
You know. Ooh, Dahlonega.
Let's do Dahlonega.
Yeah, oh. Dahlonega. And, you know, people will ask, too, what Dahlonega is. It's a city in Georgia that was a gold mining town before the gold rush came to California. And so that's, I got the idea. For some reason, just one day, I thought of the word Dahlonega kind of out of nowhere. And I had not thought about it for years. I've never even been there, though it's only maybe like an hour from where my parents are. But I started thinking about it, and then I wrote this song about kind of the gold rush era. So I'll let you.
And you knew that when you were growing up.
Yeah, I knew it when I was growing up. I'd never been there. But, you know, you go there and they have like the little gold panning and all that kind of stuff. But apparently it's huge. Like they have a bluegrass festival there and all kinds of stuff. So I need to go. We all need to go so we can go play there. But people are like, what the hell is Dahlonega? Sorry for the swear. But Dahlonega is, you know, it's a city in Georgia. That's what it is.
All righty, Dahlonega. This is right now Watts and Wagner right here live on the air. And this is from their new CD. Dahlonega.
Yes.
Gorgeous song.
Thank you. It's kind of sad. You know, in the last couple of years, I've written a couple of murder songs, which is a little weird. But, you know, it's just, that's kind of a bluegrass thing, I think. You know, there's that going in bluegrass sometimes.
All the time.
Yeah.
They're always singing about death and throwing their sisters in the river and the
creek.
Well,
exactly. And I just wanted to get along with it, you know.
Yeah, well,
so.
You did.
Thanks.
You did. You know, y'all been working hard on this.
Yes. Yes.
Ben,
and Jason,
And Jason
came in and has added, you know, flavor to everything, too. So he's worked very hard
Now, Jenny, I have a question for you because we're both from the South.
Yeah.
And we eat Southern cooking.
Oh,
and it's April Fool's, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, honey, what I was going to talk to you about is I have a family recipe called Aunt Donna's Roast Possum.
That sounds so good.
And usually in my family, we would catch the possum, and my mother would lay it out, you know, dead on the kitchen counter. And then she'd turn around to get everything to flour it up and fry it in bacon grease.
Right.
Well, let me tell you what we learned. That if you turn your back on a possum, it's playing dead. It ain't really dead. And it ran right out the window.
There goes your dinner.
There went our protein.
There it goes.
We got to have dirty rice and no possum. Now, do you have any recipes that just can even beat that?
You know what? Well, sometimes, you know, my family would do, like, chicken feet and rice. And, you know, you can't get chicken feet at the supermarket these days. So you have to go to the butcher store and you have to beg them for them. Because they usually throw those things away. But once you get them, you just rinse them off and drop them into a pot of hot boiling water for 5 minutes. And you take them out. And the outer skin just rolls right off. And you have to make sure you do that because you don't know where that chicken's been walking.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've had chicken feet before, fried chicken feet, and they're delicious.
Delicious.
They're the most tender part of the chicken. Nobody knows that. Jason, are you ready to throw up?
Yeah. Well, I lived in the South for 10 years, but I never did have chicken feet.
Did you ever have gator butt roast?
I had some gator tail.
Yeah, gator tail.
Someone gave us five live alligators once.
And did you cook up
down
the
in
tail?
The bayou.
Did you cook up the tail?
No, we gave them to our bus driver because we didn't know what to do with them.
Well, let me.
And he said, I'll take them.
Your bus driver.
They're yours.
I'll tell you right now, the best part of the gator is right up there by the butt and right and the tail right there. And you just cut that part in a few sections and you just fry it up in bacon grease and then roast it in the oven for 2 hours. Now, doesn't that sound delicious?
It's
it sounds something.
Yeah.
All righty, what do we got going next? Now that we've had our fun with Southern
now
food,
now we've had our fun.
We're gonna go live. Now they're gonna play a live one, and are we doing steel guitar? Or no, this time.
No, not on this one.
Okay, what are we doing, Jenny Watts?
We're gonna do a cover for you. You just finished saying we never do covers.
Well, you're gonna do a cover.
Yeah, so we do covers from time to time.
Yeah, well, shut my mouth.
All right.
Watson Wagner, KX 93.5.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. He's just the boy for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Nine, 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 nine. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I dream of him tonight. Nine, 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 nine. I'm falling, and he keeps calling me back again. I have never known the likes of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But as it is, I dream of him tonight. Nine, 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 nine. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and he keeps calling me back again.
Come on, Ben.
I can't forget the time or place where we just met. He's just the boy for me, and I want all the world to see we've met.
Well, you did a Beatle cover. Jeez.
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a stick. Not bad, Watson Wagner. Not bad at all.
We revamped it.
Really good. And it sounds real twangy. I like that.
We got twangy.
Twangy Beatles.
Yep.
Right
twangy
here on KX93.5. So what are you going to do live with that steel guitar? I've been dying to get old Ben Wagner on that steel guitar.
I think we're going
to
do a song called Remedy.
Remedy.
Remedy. And it's also on the album, but we're playing it live today.
Okay, so everybody, just so you know, you are listening right now to Watson Wagner. They are going to appear tomorrow night at the Cliffs.
At the Cliffs, correct. And then the album, if you want to connect with us on Facebook, it's Watson Wagner. So you can look us up on Facebook and connect with us and find out when other shows are coming up besides tomorrow. The CD is available on CD Baby right now. So cdbaby.com you can go to and grab it. They'll send you a physical copy or you can download it. And it should be on iTunes and Spotify and all that later in the week.
All right, and this podcast will also be edited and live on the air probably by tomorrow or end of the day, depending on how many times we say the wrong kind of words. So far, so good.
All right, so you ready?
Yeah, let's go. Watson Wagner, KX93.5.
Loving you's a bad habit, a habit that'll break me yet. You loving does such bad things to me is the worst kind of habit to get. A remedy. What I need, something that'll cool my heels. I'll get over you by getting under him and getting something that'll cure my ills. Chasing that old dragon is wearing my soul thin. Well, every time I think I'm done with you, I fall off the wagon again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fools for love never see the truth. I struggle with addiction every time I hear your name. I shiver and shake and try hard to make sense of all your foolish games. Time, they say, heals all things, but only if you're willing to wait. I'll get over you by getting under him and getting something that'll set me straight. Some good old boy to help me to move on. Coming up will help me come on down till the rest of you is gone. I can't wait to see your face when you find you've been replaced. Chasing that old dragon is wearing my soul thin. Well, every time I think I'm done with you, I fall off the wagon again. Fool me once, shame on you. Fools for love never see the truth. A remedy is what I need, something that'll cool my heels. I'll get over you by getting under him again, something that'll cure my ills. I'll get over you by getting under him and getting something that'll seal the deal.
Oh, Ben Wagner, talk to me. What a great song. What a great song.
Thank you. And Ben, all the steel playing just makes it, doesn't it?
It really does.
And the bass.
And the bass. And I don't know how to thank you kids enough. You're all so talented.
Shoo-wee.
Isn't this fun, Jason?
Yes. Except I was thinking of a whole different song when that one started.
Oh, no.
It's a title song, Dyslexia. Type of thing.
And Ben, you're incredible on that slide.
Oh, thank you. Can you guys hear me?
You really? Yeah, we can hear you. We're playing on this board like crazy, trying to get it all right. It's
tricky trickster, huh? But it's all good.
It is.
We'll do one off the album.
Okay.
Sweet Lorraine.
Yeah, let's do Sweet Lorraine.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me a little bit about Sweet Lorraine before
Sweet
I pitch
Lorraine.
You.
I started writing it, and then I, you know, took it to Ben, and he vamped it and made it all cool with some cool guitar licks. But it's about a woman that, my concept was like a woman out, like living in a little desert town trying to get out, essentially. And like how, and she works in a diner and she's trying to make her way out of the town. So most of my stuff is pretty like storytelling, narrative kind of stuff. So, and it's all just made up. but it's good. I like it. It's fun.
It's storytelling.
It's storytelling.
We love storytelling.
So, yeah, Sweet Lorraine.
All right, Sweet Lorraine, right here on KX93.5, Watson Wagner.
Waiting on mama to make it home. Hugging her teddy bear in the phone. One more hour and she won't be alone. Mama made a promise in the morning they go home. Riding her till the sun comes up. Mama and baby girl load the truck.
CD is really good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And I know you hear a lot of music, so that's a big compliment coming from you for
Well,
sure.
It's in my stacks now. Jason, what did you say about the producer of this, the people at the sound studio?
Oh, Peter Dobson had a lot to do with helping us make this CD, and he had a special diet of coffee and cigarettes. Just one more song. Just one more. We'll just keep going. We'll power through it. He keeps his foot on the gas, you know, so you're moving forward all the time and you're not sitting around. Yeah, it almost killed us, but it seemed to work. Yeah.
We tracked all the songs in one day. Like, it was all done. We did the whole record sitting down in one day, and it was like, go, 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 go. Yeah. One more song, one more song. We're
crazy.
So hungry. You can do one more.
Lashes for you.
We asked him for us to get it done in one day, and he got it done.
Yeah.
Like, Peter got it done.
It's almost one
amazing.
Day without a break. We're like, we're so hungry. Go have a cigarette.
Yeah.
And then we also have to give thanks to our engineer, Josh Brooks.
Yes.
And then also the gentleman that mastered the album, J.D. Stewart, who was fabulous. Spending a whole evening with us, just putting all those little fine details on and listening to every song with very talented ear.
If you want to get your record mastered, you go to Jay, because he took our record and he shot it through a rainbow, and it
sure
came
did.
Out sounding so
he
much
totally
better.
Did.
It was amazing.
What was his background?
I don't know. I've heard stories. I can't confirm them, but he's mastered a lot of great
albums.
Stuff. Big albums.
Yeah. Like some Michael Jackson stuff.
Something like that. I can't remember if that was it. But
I heard it was Thriller.
But I can't remember.
Who knows? Either way,
he's
fabulous.
But he's just like
He's bad.
Well, how fun for you.
And if you want, if anyone needs an album mastered and needs his info, you can always email us at watsonwagner@gmail.com, and I'll totally give you his info.
Yeah.
So. And that's the way they can get to you for bookings?
Yes, for booking, watsonwagner@gmail.com or through Facebook.
All righty.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, too.
Yes.
So.
And how fun to have something shot through a rainbow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who doesn't want that on their album?
Yeah.
Not bad. Well, I will see you Sunday evening. That's such a fun place to go. It's a great date
Cliffs
night place
is amazing.
To go.
Oh, yeah. It's outside, fireplaces, tacos.
You can bring your kids. Booze,
dogs, kids.
I'm bringing mine. Kids.
And talent like dogs. Y'all. Will be real fun to see. Thank and then you've got the so ocean fun. In the background, and that it's just going to be a really fun show.
And you know what else is a fun show? The other two bands that are coming in right in after us today.
Yes.
So Calvin and Elias are coming up here, and then Kenny and Ashley from the Dirt Dogs are going to play in a little bit too, and they're all fabulous and all play around Laguna or Orange County. So you guys are going to love it.
Well, thank you for bringing it. Jenny Watts actually produced this show. She brought all of this together. This all happened on Facebook, text message.
I bossed everyone around.
You bossed us all around. I've never been bossed around by somebody so young. But let's just outro with one of the songs on this CD as we get everybody ready for the next live show.
Should we do?
Which one do you want to do?
Jesus Dreams and.
Yeah, I'll do Jesus Dreams and Jim Beam.
Number...
Jesus Dreams and Jim Beam.
Okay, number 7. God, that sounds like a good song. I'd love to know a little background on that. Jesus, Dreams,
which is
and
about,
Jim
you know,
Beam.
The things that you need in life to be able to achieve whatever you want to achieve.
Sounds like
Jesus
a good...
and Dreams and Jim Beam may help.
Yeah, sounds like it. All righty. Watson Wagner, thank you so much for coming in. And here's something
thank
off
you.
This brand new Hot Off the Press CD.
With Jesus, Dreams, and Jim Beam.